Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting.
So what do you think of that British countryside, Missy?
Oh, it's beautiful and very green.
You know how we keep it so green, don't you? Rain. Lots and lots of rain.
Oh, Carl, you're exaggerating. It does not rain here all the time.
Really?
Oh, that was good timing. It was like something out of a bad radio play.
Huh? What was that?
Nothing. Never mind.
Oh, I need to get some fuel soon. We're running on empty here.
Oh, well, you know what? I'll get that since you bought us lunch.
Lunch? It was a quick stop at KFC.
You know, to us, that counts as lunch.
Another healthy treat from your fine nation.
Oh, stop. The diet can start tomorrow.
Hey, I say that too. In fact, I've been saying that for the last 11 years. You can tell from my fine figure.
Okay, then.
Oh, good, good, good. Look, a garage.
Now remember, you got lunch, so I'm paying.
Really?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Oh, yes.
But you know here the cost...
Listen, Madden, you got lunch, so I'm getting this. It's the end of discussion.
But...
No buts.
Yeah, but...
Stop it. That's the last word.
Well, okay, if you insist. So we've been to our seaside. What did you think? How did it match up to Florida?
It was lovely.
See, I told you, no nasty sand to be found on Worthing Beach. Just stones.
Well, there certainly was. There are millions of them. Pretty much everywhere.
As far as the eye could see.
Yeah. And that water, it was so, gray.
Well, you should welcome that so you won't see all those dreaded fish.
Yeah, that's true. At least no fish died in my swimsuit. Mainly because I was too scared to go in the water.
What about those ice creams with the flakes in them?
Oh, I love those! What did you call them?
99s.
And why are they called that?
Well, in the old days, they used to cost 99p.
And how much are the ones we just ate?
£3.50.
Yeah, that doesn't have quite the same ring.
So, will you be recommending British beaches to your friends back home?
Certainly, yes.
There you go. Right, all filled up. Now, off to London. Now, are you sure you want to get this?
Absolutely. I told you.
Okay, then. It's just a little more expensive than what you're used to back home.
Oh, Carl, how much more can it possibly be? Oh. Oh, bull!
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Worlds Apart. My name's Cole.
And I'm Missy.
And we're here to discuss the differences between the two great nations of the UK and the USA. Isn't that right?
That was beautifully put, Madden. That's why I don't do the intros anymore. Because I just say, hi, welcome to our show.
Here we are. Let's get on with it.
Let's do it. Okay, let's jump right into it. Let's not waste any time. That's what she said. No, see, I can't start out a show just like that right off the bat.
So what have you been up to this week, Missy?
What have I been up to? You know, I've been working a lot.
Lots of photo shoots.
A lot of photo shoots. And, I'm actually going to see Mary Poppins tonight.
That's very apt for you.
I know. I thought about going in my little Poppins costume.
I think you should.
Do you think I should?
I think you
Put
should.
My hair up.
And see if they confuse you with this cast.
I don't think that's going to happen, but I'm very excited. I was surprised with tickets. And so I've actually seen it before. And it's a wonderful show. If you have the opportunity to see it. Because at the end... She flies over the audience.
So no need for a spoiler alert there then.
Oh, God. I didn't realize that. Oh.
So she doesn't die at the end then.
I'm saying a British naughty word in my head. Yeah, at the end, actually, there's a big, there's a shootout on stage. And it's between her and the chimney sweeps.
That would make sense.
And it kind of turns into West Side Story. And you know, they're doing a lot of this, you know, clapping. And it's bad. It ends in a bloody way. And not like a cute, bloody British way, but it just ends in a bloody way. And it's very Miss Saigon. So the thing I said before never happens.
No.
But I'm excited to see it nonetheless.
So would I. I'd love to go and see Quentin Tarantino's Mary Poppins. That sounds fantastic.
Pulp Poppins. I know. I'm very excited. Except I know all the music and I have this horrible habit of starting to sing along.
You're not going to sing, surely.
Oh, I probably will, and don't call me Shirley.
That will be fun for your next door neighbors on the seats.
I know. I'm going to try to not do it. It's hard. You don't realize you're doing it. But people did not come there to hear, you know, audience members starting to sing Poppin' songs. So I'm going to try to behave. I'm going to try to be good. So that's very exciting. The week was... I wish I had something really great to report, but it's been a busy week. Just busy. Had family in town and now everyone is finally gone. You know that feeling when you're so happy to see them come, but there's just that little part of you that is not unhappy to kind of see them go.
Well, I'm normally the one they're happy to see go, so I don't normally get that.
What about you? How was your week? What'd you do?
Busy. Work. In fact, I got in a bit of trouble on Friday. I've got to go and see my boss tomorrow, so that'll be interesting. I've been summoned.
It's like going to the principal's office.
Yes.
Do you call them principals or headmasters?
Headmasters and headmistresses.
Headmasters and headmistresses. It's a headmaster. Oh, I like that.
Harry Potter, better. You know.
I know. We call them principals. Oh, are you nervous about going?
We wouldn't do that on principal.
Ba-dum-bum. Are you nervous about going?
No.
Oh, gosh. Do you want me to write you a note or something?
No. I'm sure I'll have a story to tell next week. This is the first time I've ever been in trouble at work where I can actually report to the world what happened.
Oh.
And I'm sure I won't mention that during the interview.
Gosh.
By the way, whatever you say to me today is going to be broadcast next week, but go ahead.
Oh, no. I could write you a note. I could try. Dear Carl's boss, hi, I'm Missy. Carl's a nice boy.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, well.
Oh, well.
I know stories.
We'll see. Anyway, we've had some reviews again this week.
I love the reviews.
I know you do. They keep coming. Thank God for that. They keep coming.
Indeed they do. Thank you, guys. Which one shall you read? Shall I read? Which
you go
would you
first.
Like
you do the first one.
The first one. You never realized there are so... This is from iCyberPaul. Hi, iCyberPaul. You never realized there are so many differences between the two countries. I don't know how they do it, but Missy and Carl find all the funniest ones. Be prepared to cry with laughter when listening. Carly said that he cries with laughter. And listening.
Glad it's laughter. I know. Why are they making me listen to this?
I just wasted 45 minutes of my life on these people. Yeah, that's much better to be laughing, I say, Cyberpaul. It is not possible to list all the great one-liners that they say. Just make sure you keep the downloads so that you can listen again and again. Oh, iCyberPaul, thank you. Thank you for that.
I like the name. Nice. I like the name iCyberPaul. It sounds like if Apple was to make a Terminator, it would be an approachable Terminator, and they'd call it iCyberPaul.
An iCyberPaul.
Mm. It'd like say, come up to you and say hello, things like in an Arnie voice, obviously. Hello, I'm your Terminator today. Thank you for choosing Apple. Should have used Vista, baby.
You know what kind of voice? What did you just say?
Arnie. That was meant to be my Arnie voice.
Arnie. I had no idea what that was. Arnie.
Oh, dear.
All right.
That
was a nice review. Do we have another, Carl?
We have another one. This one's from Womblefoot. We'll get to what a womble is in a minute.
Oh, it's a thing? A womble's a thing?
Thanks for brightening up my commute. You have joined a list of those who make me chuckle out loud on the train. Really enjoying the moments of realization on both sides of the pond. Awesome, said the actress to the bishop.
Yay! Oh, that was nice. Anything that can include said the actress to the bishop, it's good in my
winner.
Book.
That's a winner. So, wombles. I bet you, as an American, you don't know what a womble is.
Yes, I do, Carl. Womble is the place where they play that big British tournament. Wombleton. Right?
Actually, the Wombles do live in Wimbledon. They live on Wimbledon Common. Yeah.
The Wombles
of Wimbledon Common are we.
Are Wombles people?
No, Wombles are small, rarely seen creatures that sneak around Wimbledon Common picking up trash. A little like certain members of Parliament, really, except the Wombles are cuter.
When you call them little creatures, they're humans?
No, they're little. It's like a children's TV show. And they...
What are you talking about? Wombles. Like the Teletubbies?
Yes, but much better than the bleating Teletubbies.
Oh, the Wombles. Oh, they're okay. So it's like a I thought they were like a creature, like a honey badger or something, a Womble.
Well, anyway, they are. They exist. I'm telling you. All us Londoners know that Wombles exist on Wimbledon Common.
So they pick up litter. And they pick up litter. Do they have a TV show?
They had a TV show, yes. Every now and again, it comes back on for a little while.
How many Wombles are there?
Ooh. I want to say six, but I could be wrong about that. It's been a long time since I've watched it.
Do they have names?
Yes.
Give me a Womble name.
Okay, the leader, the grandfather type one, is Great Uncle Bulgaria.
Don't tell me yet. Shh, I just talked right over you because I need to take a sip of coffee to fortify myself to hear this. Hold on.
Well, you had Great Uncle Bulgaria, Madame Shirley, who's the cook. Yeah. She was the lone female Womble, so, you know, it's like the lone female Smurfette. She also gets a lot of action. Okay, Mrs. falling off her chair. You just fell off your chair.
You know, for not watching this, you sure know all their names.
This is my childhood. This is, you know, indoctrinated into me.
Oh, my goodness.
And then you had Bungle. No, not Bungle. Orinoco. Sorry, Bungle's from something else.
Orinoco
and Wellington, I think it was.
Oh, my gosh.
Tomsk. And there's another one with a checkered hat whose name I've forgotten, damn it.
Oh, those are some crazy names.
That was a crazy show. And all they did was every week they went around picking up litter that all the humans left behind on Wimbledon Common.
That was the show. Was there a plot to it? They'd get into adventures.
Like, people would leave things lying around on the common and they'd have adventures with it. Good.
Oh my gosh. You know, when we're done, I'm going to YouTube this.
Oh, yes. It's definitely on YouTube.
Speaking of things on the internet.
Yes.
I have a Facebook account.
Do you?
Mm-hmm. And I do believe that a one Carl Madden used to be my friend on my Facebook. And then I went to do something. I don't know what it was. And I noticed that a one Carl Madden was no longer Missy's friend on Facebook.
Yes.
And I gave a disapproving look to the computer screen.
An MDL.
I don't know if you felt it or not. So we're going to come off the high of the Wombles and go right down into what gives, Madden. What gives?
It's Facebook. I hate Facebook.
Did you? So you're no longer on Facebook?
I am. But what I had is I hadn't used it for so long, and there was so much noise on my Facebook stream. So I had to delete certain people that were making too much noise.
So I didn't make the cut of those who get to stay in the Friends of Carl list.
No.
This does not bode well, Madden. I just have to tell you this.
Do you know, I'd open up my... Because you're also on a different time thing for me. Uh-huh. I'd open up it in the morning because I'm still forced to look at it. And I would see 30 posts from Missy.
30? Oh, 30 now.
It is because anyone that sends you...
exaggeration.
Anyone that sends you a comment, or anyone that sends you a thing and you comment on it, I get that as well.
Well, of course I'm going to comment. They're my friends and we talk.
Absolutely, but you got 2,500 friends.
Yeah, but
I've got
still,
15.
Carl,
no, I've got more.
That's still, I mean, when you're friends, you have to stay Facebook friends.
Oh, okay. That's true.
Right? Don't we have to sacrifice for friendship?
I did sacrifice for friendship.
All right, I'm not going to get anywhere with this. I just think this is a very unwomble-like thing to do. That's all true. I'm saying. I think Carl. All right. Well, I certainly... Oh, but my Facebook page is public, so... I was going to say, I could say something about you, but you know because you'd see it.
No, I don't see it anymore. You can say whatever you want.
Oh, so you don't even visit? You don't even go look at all?
I've got no links to you anymore, so unless I actively search you out.
Oh God. Why did you just stick a knife in my heart right now?
I follow you on Twitter. It's Twitter.
Oh, Twitter.
It's far superior.
Yeah, Twitter. Far superior Twitter. Jeez. Man. Okay, well, we just better get off this topic because it's bringing me mighty low Madden. So, you know, anybody who's listening, go ahead. You can reach us at our Gmail account, which is Missy and Carl
at gmail.com.
So you really need to send Carl an email and make sure that it is attention Carl to refriend Missy. I think we need to have some kind of campaign.
I bet I get none.
Why is that?
I'm just saying. I bet I'm not missed. So that's all I'm saying.
That's not right, Carl. It's not right. I'm just saying it's not right. All right, but we're gonna get off this now because I could go on forever. Not that I'm, you know, I can chew a problem till it loses all its flavor and then stick it behind my ear. So I'm gonna stop this right now. So let's get on to other things, like brown sauce.
Brown sauce is lovely.
Let's get on to a food item.
Okay. That would make you comfortable.
I need to get into a comfort zone right now. I need to go to a happy place. Fast. Brown sauce.
Brown sauce.
Tell me what brown sauce is, because I'm going to tell you right now, the name is not good. It's not like, oh, it's a lovely creamy sauce. It's brown sauce.
Yes. Just what like tomato ketchup is red sauce.
Just like what?
Tomato ketchup is red sauce.
Tomato ketchup.
It's tomato. None is tomato you just nonsense.
Say ketchup. Just say ketchup.
Ketchup.
You don't have to say tomato ketchup.
Yes, I do.
Are there other kinds of ketchup besides tomato ketchup?
I don't know, but I'm just making.
No, I'm telling you, there
is ketchup. What's ketchup? That's what I don't know.
It's like you could say, I don't know, the yellow lemon. Of course, it's a yellow lemon. It's a lemon.
No, so you don't need green to say sometimes as well. And I'm not talking about limes. I've not got mixed up.
Tomato ketchup. Okay, so tell me about brown sauce. What does it taste like? What would I think it tastes like as an American?
It's quite spicy. Spicy.
Oh, it's spicy.
It's not like hot spicy. It's just got a slight tinkle to it. Tinkle? to it. And if you put it on bacon sandwich, it's lovely. Or bacon butty. It's
lovely. Bacon butty. Oh, bacon I know what those butty. Are. Hey. Those look good. Is it like an A1 sauce? Have you had?
Yeah, that's a steak
A1?
Sauce. That's a steak sauce, isn't it? Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like that. Kinda.
Is it tomato-ier?
It's got tomatoes in it. Tomatoes in it. You got me saying it now. Damn it.
Yes! One in the Missy column.
It's got vinegar in it and tomatoes and dates and some sweeteners and spices in it as well.
I'm telling you, but it's not considered a steak sauce.
Well, you can put it on steak, but you'd probably put steak sauce on steak.
It sounds like A1 to me. It does sound good. HP. If it's like A1, it's good.
Yes, it is like A1, I think. Never having actually had A1.
Do you put brown sauce on eggs?
Yeah, you can on your fried eggs. We have a whole big fried breakfast, like a fried egg, fried slice, beans, sausages, chips, maybe, and bacon. It's lovely.
There is not one. You did not mention one piece of fruit in there.
There's
breakfast. Beans and toast and fried eggs and
I'm not one of those.
Potatoes.
I'm not one of those fruity, breakfasty type persons.
Brown sauce. You know, I have a market not far from me that has a lot of imported foods. And I'm going to have to look for the brown sauce. It's like a H&H or something, right? It has a name
HP.
Like that.
HP,
the Hewlett-Packard of sauce. The brown sauce. It's lovely.
Lovely.
I'm going to try that. Okay. Brown sauce. That sounds delicious. So, it does.
My one this week, my weird thing this week. Have you had your hair cut recently?
What are you saying, Madden?
Well, I'm just admiring your fringe that you've got there. Notice I say fringe and not bangs.
A lot of people admire my fringe. Oh, I didn't think they were showing. Oh, can you see? Oh, what? Oh, my, what?
Well, your bang bangs, that could work as well then in that context.
Titty titty bang bang, titty bang. She bangs, she bangs. And do you remember that song, that Ricky Martin song? Is that vegan?
Unfortunately, I do.
There you go. So my fringe, my haircut, so it must be my bangs.
Guess why you call them bangs? It makes no sense.
Do you know why the little girl ate firecrackers?
You don't know, do you? That's why you're that's why you're telling me this story. You're
how's the weather
you're
today?
Buying time.
Do you know why the little girl ate firecrackers?
So she could have a party. I don't know.
So her hair would come out and bang.
Oh, dear.
Ah, I know that was a.
See, that wouldn't work over here because we'd go, what? I don't get it. Huh?
Bangs. I don't know why they're called bangs. They've just always been called bangs.
But it's a fringe. Fringe. A fringe.
It's not a fringe.
It's a fringe.
A fringe is like something you have on the bottom of a hemline. That like little dealy bobs that kind of...
What hangs down and covers something, which is what your hair's doing. Hence a fringe.
But all hair hangs down and covers something, so you could call your whole head a fringe.
Haha, look at me. Nothing.
You've got some fringe going on. I can see you right now. Look, I can see that fringe.
And every day, there's a little less of it.
Oh, stop. Bangs are... Why are they called bangs? And now I'm looking at mine going, oh, gosh, I do need a haircut. Thanks for pointing that out, Carl. Oh, it's kind of bad. Fringe. On the fringe. Do you say on the I'm on the fringe. I'm on the edge. Do you ever do that?
I'm always on the edge. I'm living on the edge. Damn it.
You're living on the edge tomorrow. It's your timeout. Bangs. I don't know why they're called bangs, but they just are. And you cut your bangs. You don't cut your fringe.
You cut your fringe. This is cut like the pants fringe. Thing again. We're not going to settle this, are we?
No. No. But you know, here's a thing mm-hmm. that I have for you.
Mm-hmm.
This is so Austin Powers. And you wonder how much of, as an American watching a show like Austin Powers, how much of this is true? You know, when he talks about, do you say shag? Let's shag, baby. Do you say that?
Not really.
So you don't use that term?
Was you just asking me, or was that just the question about shag? Right, okay.
Do you use that?
We've known, in our certain periods in our past,
shagging.
We have used that, yes. Oh, were you shagging?
Shagging. And it means what I think it means.
It means when a man and a woman like each other very much.
When they are in love.
They go somewhere
and get married.
They have a little cuddle.
Okay, that's shagging.
And the man, if you...
I just was kind of wondering. I do. Oh, okay.
See, it's confusing because a shag's a dance over there, isn't it? I think.
And a carpet.
Well, we got shag carpet as well. It's probably what you do
means?
On it as well.
I wonder how it got its name.
That's disgusting.
Oh, my gosh. You could shag on the shag.
Well, that's it. Hopefully you can get the stains out.
Carl.
What? Shaggy stains.
So another Austin Powerism is Randy, baby. But Randy is a name here. It's a name. Do you call your boys Randy? Some girls are Randy with an I.
Most of the blokes and women on a Friday or Saturday night in the pub end up Randy.
Now, what is Randy?
Again, when they get Randy, it means a man and a woman who love each other very much.
Yes, Dad. I need Mom in here.
So
I don't want to hear anymore.
So it means what it means is when if you're Randy, you want to go and love a man or a woman very much and cuddle. And
so you are Randy before you shag. Is that right?
Yes, and probably afterwards as well. But
okay. Okay, so are
Austin Powers has got a lot to answer for.
I'm just telling you, that's you know, that's England to me. So
Will Shaggin and Randy,
among other things. So do you call male children Randy? in the UK?
None that I know of. I've never heard a British kid called it. There's probably someone out there listening going, oh, name my kid Randy.
Or there's probably someone going, my name is Randy, and I don't like this show anymore. What's their email address again?
I tell you what we do, though. We have an abbreviation of the word, of the name Richard.
Yeah, we do too.
Yeah. Oh, of course you do. I'm just thinking because you had Tricky Dicky back in the old days.
Tricky Dicky. Well, Dick is not a bad name.
It could be over here.
We have a Dick's Sporting Goods.
Do you?
Yeah, it's big.
Well, name Dick also can be used for something else over here.
Yes, I know that, Carl.
No, that's
that
right then. I'm just checking.
But it can be here too, you know, when people, you know, it's like when you name all the planets and you get to Uranus and go, it's that same kind of thing.
Look at that. You faked it and I actually laughed. How sad am I?
It's the same kind of thing, but I guess, I don't know, when I'm thinking of a person named Dick, I don't think of that. I just think of...
Who was, you know, I'd love to know one time, who was the guy that named it Uranus and how did he say that? And everyone, the first person he should have told should have gone, really? That's what you're calling it?
Maybe he had a different, he put a different emphasis on a syllable. Maybe it was Uranus.
It could be. Or maybe
Uranus.
Maybe it was his second choice and the first choice was butthole.
I'm so glad he went with Uranus. I just feel sorry for Pluto.
Well, it's not a planet anymore. It's been degraded.
It's been downgraded. I don't know what it is now, what they call it. A celestial body. I don't know, but it's just not a planet.
Cartoon dog, I call it.
Sad. Jeez. Okay, well, you know, speaking of words and how people pronounce them.
Oh, no.
Carl.
This is not feet. I haven't got blowback from last week, have I?
Oh, this is so blowback. I put some names in the show document.
Did you really?
I did.
Let me
really.
Have a look.
Go have a look. And
oh, what?
I would like to see.
You've made these up.
These are honest to goodness. The last one being one of my favorite places ever in the United States. And I would like you... to take a stab at them.
Take a stab at something.
So, and let's see, dear Mr. Madden, how well you pronounce.
You're not meant to take my ideas and turn them around and throw them back at me.
Oh, I am so turning them around.
Uh-huh.
Just can't turn around the Facebook thing because it's already been done.
Okay, here we go. First one, five here.
First one.
I'm going to have to go with Chesapeake.
Okay. Bing, 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 bing. That was not hard at all.
I've tied with you already.
That was a freebie, and I did it just to make you feel good. You better not blow through these. Saying.
I never blow through anything. All right.
Off we go.
Okay, second one.
All right, go on then.
I'm going to have to go with Boca Raton.
No.
Boca.
Try it again. Boca Raton. I kind of like that.
Boca.
But no. It's a place in Florida.
Boca Raton?
Boca.
Boca, yeah.
Raton.
There's no E at the end.
Boca Raton.
That should have an E at the end then. You're always missing E's off you people.
It should have an E on the end, and we should still be Facebook friends. But neither one of those things are happening, are they?
Oh, God.
Boca Raton, a beautiful, beautiful town in beautiful Florida.
Okay. Oh,
so off you go to the next one.
This is not a word. This is just a load of syllables all thrown together.
Sort of, kind of.
Chattahoochee River.
Chattahoochee River.
Hoochie Mama.
Way down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Alan Jackson song. Don't you know that song? Chattahoochee.
I do, but I thought I'd say it properly. Okay. Chattahoochee. And you're going about our ridiculous names last week.
Well, those are just, I mean, there's letters in there that you don't need. You don't need them.
And you've got letters that you do need and you don't bother putting them in.
I just, okay, on with the next one. Go.
Oh, Shenandoah National Park.
Oh, well, see, that's easy.
It's because it actually is the right word.
Shenandoah.
Is that two?
That is two.
I'm one. But there's one more to go.
Carl. Jeez. All right, go. Last one.
Oh, dear. Chukatawichi Bay. Chukatawichi. Tawachi.
I'm sorry. Survey says... Try it again.
Right. Choctawhatchee.
Use your words.
Use your big words. Use your letters.
Hooked on phonics works for me.
Choctawhatchee Bay.
Choctawhatchee Bay. That was good, Carl.
Did I get it? Three.
Did get it. Oh.
Bing, 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 bing.
Yeah, that's because our wonderful Native Americans, in their infinite wisdom, actually named a lot of these places using proper letters, unlike Leicester Square.
So it's nothing to do with our education system working.
What do you mean?
Well, they actually taught us to read. They don't anymore, though. They just kick them out. But
well, I'm just saying that if you noticed Shenandoah, Chattahoochee, Choctawhatchee, Choctawhatchee. This sounds like Klingon talk.
It does, doesn't it? Hot, hot, hot. Hot,
hot, hot, Choctawhatchee.
Now we're married.
Or we're going to duel. I don't know. Oh, yeah. See, but you can kind of stand them out and they make sense. Unlike Birmingham.
That makes sense.
I'm just saying, if you sound them out, they sound right. But you did really well. Carl, you did really well on those.
Thank you.
I'm proud of you for doing well.
Just not proud of me for unfriending you.
See, oh, no. I don't know how you're going to make that up to me.
I've got no clue.
I'm thinking it's going to have to be pretty good.
Uh-oh. That doesn't bode well for me.
It does not bode well. Listeners, if you have any suggestions how Carl can make that up to me.
Oh, God.
MissyandCarl@gmail.com. Let me know. Let me hear. You can even tweet it. If it's appropriate, tweet it.
If it's inappropriate, tweet it.
So are there any American words as a Brit that you have a hard time with? American words?
Well, as we recall this, we have England playing against Italy at the moment. And all our girly footballers have got on their boots, on their shoes, football boots. Now, apparently,
yes. You
guys call these cleats. What's a cleat? It means nothing. Oh, it's sports.
It's sports. Cleat.
See, to me, it sounds like something you should fold.
A cleat. Oh, your pants have cleats in them. Oh, the curtains have such nice cleats. That's nice. Got to vacuum those, though. A cleat. I don't know, Carl. I don't even call it football. Is it soccer we're talking about?
No, it's football. We're not doing this again.
Are they throwing it?
No, they're not.
Are they kicking it?
Only the goalie's allowed to throw it.
Okay, and the ball is round.
The ball is round.
Elongated.
There's no stopping the action for 15 minutes every 4 seconds.
Is this that Ronaldo guy I keep hearing about?
Yeah, but he's Portugal, right? If I've got that wrong, I'm horribly sorry.
Yeah, you're...
You can see what a massive football fan I am.
So is the soccer game almost over? Is this like the finals of the soccer?
No. This is the first round of the elimination stuff, though, so I have no clue what's going on.
See, I shan't call it football.
You shall. You shall.
Because that's impossible. I just can't do it. Sorry.
But it's football. Soccer. It's not American football. It's not American. It's not soccer. Soccer sounds girly.
And again, what do you call soccer?
Football.
Oh, that's right.
Wow. What did that walk across the Atlantic to you?
Holy moly. Oh, I've been tipping a few back. No, I haven't. And no football at all. You guys don't throw a ball like we throw football ever. There's no football whatsoever in the UK.
No.
Well, there's no linebackers, no defense, no any of that.
No, we have defense and we have midfielders and wingers and sweepers and
do you have cheerleaders?
We like cheerleaders, yes.
But you don't have cheerleaders.
Not many. Some do now. Although they're always very cold. It's very cold here, so you normally get a lot of pert action going on. But
listen, if they were true cheerleaders, I used to instruct cheerleading. Did you know that? When I was in college, I was a professional cheerleading instructor. My hand to God. And sometimes you have to cheer when it's cold. It's just the bottom line. I don't really know how you cheer for soccer, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Kick that ball. Whoa, ready? Okay, kick the ball.
That's it. That's all you do.
I don't know how you do it.
That's
not really sure. Oh, okay. So who are you rooting for there, Carl?
Well, England. That would be England, wouldn't it?
England. I'm rooting for England.
I know it's a British show, but it's an England game.
It's an England. And where are they playing?
I don't know.
Madden on the spot.
Look at that. That shows my ignorance, doesn't it?
No, you know what it is? It's divine restitution for that Facebook defriending. Thank you, God. See, Carl, until you friend me again, these things are going to be happening to you.
We're playing in Kiev. There you go.
In Kiev. Have you ever had chicken Kiev?
Oh, yes. It was quite a shock the first time when all that stuff leaked out the middle.
Oh, it's so good. It's not stuff, it's butter. It's like a whole stick of butter if you get the right kind. It's all rolled up and then they have that and then they deep fry it. They bread it and deep fry it and then the butter just kind of oozes out of the inside of that chicken. I love chicken Kiev.
I can never get enough of the word ooze when it comes to my food.
Oozing is good. Oozing, anything that oozes. Oozing is a good one. What are other good food? Just creamy is a good one. Oozing.
I like free.
Crispy. I like bacon.
Really? This will get back to the Facebook thing again.
I know. So the bash is coming up.
We have the bash coming up, yes.
It's like in 10 days.
On the 6th of July.
Oh my gosh.
If anyone wants to come along to the bash, just go to our BritishTechNetwork.com and the banner is right there at the top of the page. Just click on through. It's £20 to come along and it's booze and food. We've got lots of guys from the network there and it's going to be good fun, except Missy's not coming.
I'm not coming, but you know what I did is I made a video. I'm making a video. I haven't made it yet. But I'm making a video. I wrote a song. I didn't write a song. I put words to a song.
You ripped off a song.
It's from The Little Mermaid. And it is. And I'm going to do just a little video song. I hope you cry, Madden. It's a nice song. There's a couple saucy parts, but it's nice. Most of it's nice.
I have no idea what you mean.
Because I'm so sad that I'm not going to get to be there. But will people get to listen all day long?
I believe
to what's
are.
Going on. Can it feel like I'm there and all of the listeners that can't make it to the bash?
I am pretty sure that we will be broadcasting live all day long.
All day
long. Hopefully you'll be able to phone in and we'll still be able to do a Worlds Apart.
There is no hopefully. And we can do it live.
Except it will be live, yes.
And it will be absolutely no different than what we do right now.
Oh, dear God. Oh, it will be, because like you'll be safely in your office somewhere, and I'll have like 30-odd, 40, 50 people looking back at me.
Oh, just put blinders on. Just turn your back to them. Picture them all in their underwear. Shagging.
What?
I don't know. Just throwing out British terms. Picture them all like that, and then you'll be at ease.
I have to sleep again at some point.
My eyes, they burn. No. Oh, well, that'll be fun. I'm very upset. There's going to be mead. You're roasting a pig.
Yep.
A pig. I hope there's photos. There's lots of Twitter photos.
Oh, I bet there'll be photos, especially later on in the evening after we've had mead and we've got silly and there's lots of up and down falling about things.
So the Worlds Apart show that we do, I need to know this, Carl. How many pints will be flowing through your 6'7" frame when we do the show? Do I need to be prepared?
I'm hopefully not many at that stage, because as soon as I've done my shows, then there'll be lots
of beer
flowing through my frame.
I know if you guys get a little lit and then do this, I would pay to hear that.
The only way I'd do that is if you get a little bit lit at your end as well.
I could do that.
There you go. Have some vodka. No vodka. I know you like your vodka.
I could do that. I could.
Have a few vodies.
A few vodies.
Vodies.
Oh, nice. We could do that, and we could be feeling good together.
Okay.
Yeah, I think absolutely. We could do that. That would be fun. I'm looking forward to that. Okay, so I'm going to do it.
So like I say, it's going to hopefully stream all day long, and it'll be good fun.
Awesome. And you know what's also good fun?
What's that?
UK2.net.
Absolutely. They're the ones that keep us online and actually allow us to do things like we're going to do on the bash on the 6th.
Yes, that's right.
So if you could show your appreciation to them, for us, by showing some appreciation to them, just go along to our main website at britishtechnetwork.com, scroll down to their link near the bottom, and buy all of your internet-related purchases there. And if you use these voucher codes, you'll get some discounts. If you put in British Tech followed by DNS, you'll get free DNS for up to 2 years. If you do domains, you'll get 20% off your domain registration. So we could register Missy Likes Her Vodka Lots. .com.
Missy's on the fringe. .com.
You also
Missy, put your fringe away. All right, now go.
Whoa. You can use VPN and you'll get 50% off your first month of VPN. Server will get you £50 off any gigabit server on any contract length. And VPS, first month free when purchasing an entry-level VPS system. Really are a wonderful company, and they've been with us for over 3 years now, and they just keep us going. Thank you very much, UK2.net.
They're great. They really are. And you can use them anywhere on the planet.
The whole planet. And Pluto.
And Uranus. Sorry.
Anyway.
All right. And friends,
now,
if you want to head over to iTunes and leave us any kind of review, we would love that. As always, we love reviews and we read them. We read them all. American friends, UK friends, any stars you want to give us. We would love stars. Stars make us happy. Right, Carl?
Absolutely. I like a good starring.
And, you know, just a personal message from me to everyone listening. If you could give us a review, that might kind of help offset the sadness I've been experiencing lately due to Carl's Facebook unfriending. So if you could do that, that would really encourage me.
Oh, that's Thank mean. You. That's mean.
There we go.
That's mean.
There we go. I know. I'm just saying. So, and make sure to send all show ideas, all questions, messages to Carl, asking him why on earth he defriended me, to missyandcarl@gmail.com. Right?
If I get any next week.
Oh, I feel confident you will, Carl. Well, Mr. Madden, this was a fun show, as always. As always.
I just wanted to say, you've got something special coming up for us, haven't you, on your Missy show?
I do, if you and Rankin, sorry, I had something stuck in my throat, ever post it. Yes, I do. It is no surprise that I am a huge Star Trek fan, original crew only. Thank you. And so I did a Star Trek themed British Tech Missy show, and I'm wearing my red Uhura dress, my Starfleet uniform, and I have Vulcan ears on. And I actually,
I don't know. Kidding me? Are you Vulcan kidding me?
Good. That was good. You Vulcan looking at me? You Vulcan looking at me. Do I Vulcan amuse you? Oh. Vulcan. So I did, and I actually had, I know I'm Vulcan bad. And so I had a pair of ears that I had. I mean, how many people can say, oh, I have Vulcan ears? I actually do have Vulcan ears, but I couldn't find them. They were gone. I don't know what I did with them. And I was so upset because I had my outfit, but I couldn't find my ears. So I had to order new ears. But they came in, and as soon as they came in, I put them on, put my hair up, and
are these your final frontiers? No, it doesn't work.
My final front ears.
Because you're not buying any more.
No, I'm not buying any more. And so, yes, yeah, so that's coming up soon. As soon as Ewan posts it, it will be ready to go. And I hope you all listen. And I, again, if you want to give a review, give some love, that would be great. I'm excited for it. I hope you like it.
And you can.
I've gone where no tech girl has gone before.
I've heard that, actually.
Carl!
And if you want to get hold of us on Twitter, you can get hold of me, Carl, at claw0101. And if you want to get hold of Missy, it's
twitter.com/ Missy Mwack.
You can't just give the last bit out, you know. You don't have to give the whole sentence.
Oh, you have to give that. I am your go-to tech girl, so I prefer to give the entire www. Dot address.
Make it official.
Make it official. That's right. Well, Carl, good luck tomorrow.
Thank you.
I want to hear all about it.
I'm sure you will.
Okay. Take notes. Put your phone on record while you're in there.
Oh, yes. Oh, record it. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, and be a good boy.
No.
Don't intimidate them.
Okay. Well, Missy, it's been fun as ever.
It's been fun as ever. All right, Mr. Carl.
Prawns.
All right, prawns. We'll see you all next week. And for all of you listening, have a super fantastic, super califragilistic week.
Absolutely. See you next time,
everyone.
Cheerio.